Hola y bienvenido a Planeta Stella. I'm Veronica Vilsky, and today I'm talking with Will Gravey from Raleigh, North Carolina, about his time studying Spanish at Estella in Santiago. Will, thank you and welcome.
Thanks, Veronica. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Had you learned any Spanish before studying in Chile?
Yes. I'd actually taken a lot of Spanish schooling before arriving in Santiago. I started, I believe, when I was in about eighth grade, and then kind of throughout high school and through college, I took classes. I minored it in at Appalachian State, but I think like most students, I was totally unprepared to use my Spanish when I came to Santiago. Mm-hmm. It was a bit scary.
Mm-hmm. So when you entered, what level were you placed in?
I was placed in, I believe I was B2 when I first arrived, but I know I was in B, the B level.
Okay. And then how many weeks have you been there?
I've been here 11 weeks. I have 1 week left this upcoming week, and that'll be 12.
Okay. And then what level are you in now?
I have graduated, I guess, from C2, but I believe I'm kind of finishing out all of the classes that the C level has to offer.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So what made you decide to choose Spanish as a language to really learn?
I had the options, I think, between Spanish, German, and French, and maybe Chinese as well when I was in middle school. But my sister had taken German, and I don't know, I think Spanish just definitely appealed to me. It seemed like something that would be useful to some extent down the line. I wasn't really aware how I was going to want to use it, but I think it was kind of an intuition in the beginning, and that has definitely grown into something I'm very interested in using now.
Excellent. And how do you plan to use Spanish?
I'm actually about to begin my first year of law school in the hopes of being able to use Spanish in a pro bono setting to represent the Spanish-speaking community in Raleigh and other areas of North Carolina.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So did you, I mean, you said now that you're up through passing the C levels and everything, did you get to dive into any legal terminology?
I actually have not really learned any kind of legal terminology or taken on Spanish in that context. And I think that's definitely been fine for me. It's all, for me, it's just been about going through the curriculum that Estella has to offer. And as far as I'm concerned, the legal terminology is just something that I'll, pick up as I go along and continue to increase my vocabulary.
Nice. What was your biggest concern in traveling to South America for an immersion program?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think my biggest concern was just kind of the lack of familiarity. I don't think that exchange programs are very common, at least for my university. We only had one program that was running to Valparaiso, so the stories are very limited in terms of what I can learn from. So for me, it was just not really knowing what to expect and just knowing that Santiago is a huge city, which is definitely true.
Yeah. Was your concern legitimate then?
Yeah, I think my concern was legitimate. I don't think it's something to, it's not a real concern that people should be afraid of. It's just cities have always been a little bit of a struggle for me. So it was definitely an adjustment that had to be made when I got off the plane.
Right. So do you feel like you've grown accustomed to kind of making your way through a larger city?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think the Providencia area is a great place to start, and then just kind of branching out slowly but surely, I definitely feel way more comfortable.
Good. What types of people have you met at school?
I have met a remarkable amount of people. I've met anybody and everybody from the age of about 18 or 19 all the way up to people in their 70s.
Wow.
And from all different parts of the world. It's been really interesting. I've met a lot of really good people, and I've definitely been able to witness how just being from another country is a total indicator of how different cultures are.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel like you've gotten to know a lot of other cultures pretty well?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. My first, I think, major taste of a different culture was getting acquainted with a lot of the Brazilian students here, because they are definitely a lot more outgoing than myself, just by nature. So yeah, that was a lot of fun. And then, you know, every kind of person in between. It's been a really great experience.
Yeah. What are your grammar and conversation classes like?
The conversation classes are, they definitely vary by teacher, but they're just super high energy, obviously just constant talking. It requires definitely a lot of attention and courage to kind of speak up, I'm sure, especially when you're less acquainted with Spanish. And grammar, it's sort of like conversation. There's a lot of exercises that require you to use the grammar in a speaking context, but the grammar seems a little bit more formal. But the classes are definitely conversation-based, and it's important that people use conversation to get better.
Mm-hmm. Which classes did you prefer?
I think I would prefer the conversation in general. I think the C level, the grammar classes, are actually more social themed-based, if that makes sense. So you dive more into topics regarding life and Latin America, but conversation's a lot of fun. I definitely think my best memories from class come from conversation.
Good. So now that you've graduated from the C levels, what area of Spanish is still challenging for you to understand and use?
That's another good question, because I think even though I've graduated from the C level here, Spanish is still presenting many challenges for me. And I think that really just comes from just being in a place where Spanish is spoken very quickly. So for me right now, just being able to get out and use Spanish in a very casual context with just people on the street. I like to play basketball in the park, so that's great practice. I think understanding and being able to use Spanish just constantly as my primary language, that's definitely still an adjustment.
What is a typical weekday like for you after classes are done?
The typical weekday is sort of an open book. I'm more often than not kind of introverted, so I had the opportunity to go and kind of relax at my homestay whenever I wanted, but there's always something going on with the school. And obviously, I made some really good friends here, so we would often plan activities. But, I mean, you're usually done at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And in the summer months, the days are super long, so you can really just go have an adventure every day if you want.
Do you have any after-school activities or weekend trips that you would recommend to future students?
Oh, yes, definitely. I think that everybody should definitely go visit Valparaiso and Viña del Mar, because it's super convenient and it's a really cool place. Other places, I think if you have extended time, go south and visit Pucón. I was lucky enough to get to see a little bit of volcanic activity, which was not the dangerous kind, just the cool-looking kind. And even farther down south, Patagonia, I mean, that definitely requires a solid week or two. That's something that is a must-see. And, yeah, there's a lot of really cool outdoor activities really close to Santiago, so it's just a bus ride away, and you can go hike up in some extremely rocky and rugged mountains. It's been a really good time.
Nice. So have you done much hiking and outdoor exploration then?
Yes, that has been a huge part of my time here. It's definitely something I do a lot of back home. So getting to do that in a place where the mountains are a lot bigger and a lot rockier, a lot more mountainy, if that makes any sense.
it does.
They're extremely big and they're extremely harsh. So it's been a lot of fun.
Nice. So you mentioned the school's location in Providencia. What did you appreciate the most about the school's location?
I really love the fact that it's in a quiet area. That has been great, because getting there every single morning is pretty much stress-free. You're not surrounded by a crazy amount of people and noise. It actually reminds me of a neighborhood that is located in where I'm from in Raleigh. So that was pretty weird. It's very familiar. But like I said, it's super quiet, super low-key, and for me, it was a very comfortable place.
Yeah. Which weekend trip has been your least favorite?
My least favorite was a weekend trip that turned into a week-long trip when I went to Mendoza, and after a absent-minded decision to set my backpack down, it was stolen. So I went on an Argentine adventure from Mendoza to Buenos Aires to get a new passport, but that was my least favorite by far.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you had to go through that, though.
So. Hey, it's okay. Everything's good now.
Good. Can you tell me more about your homestay in Santiago?
Yes, absolutely. I spent 2 months in the homestay really nearby in Providencia, about 15 minutes walking from the school. I stayed with a woman named Ana Maria and her daughter, and it was a really good experience. It was very low-key. The meals were great. My room was great. I had privacy when I wanted it, but the conversation and the utility of living with a family that speaks Spanish, it's invaluable. So it was definitely something that I would do over again, and I think any student that is serious about improving their Spanish should do when they come here.
Good. What is your favorite type of food that you've tried?
That is tough to say. I would have to say, and I'm sure this is not the healthiest of decisions, but the Soriana here is spectacular, and I could not understand why anybody did not like it. It is a legendary dish.
And what is that made of? Can you describe it?
I can. I would love to. It is a sort of a mountain of French fries that is covered in, it is covered in kind of steak strips and chicken, and has a fried egg on top. It is incredible. You can eat it with pretty much ahi, ketchup. I know they put mayo on pretty much everything here, but for anybody who loves French fries, which should be everybody, it is a dream.
That's awesome. How did you communicate with friends and family back home during your program?
My primary way, at least at first, was I have a blog that I actually have not posted on recently. Just kind of, it's due to the fact that I've been in San Diego for an extended period of time. But I had a blog to kind of keep my large base of friends and family updated, but also Skype, and you can use FaceTime on iPhones as well. The Wi-Fi is really good pretty much anywhere you go around here, so the normal way, you know, email, Skyping, and the blog was kind of a fun way for me to share pictures and stories.
Yeah, that's great. How is the Chilean culture in Santiago similar to or different than Raleigh?
It is just extremely, it's an amplified version of anybody's preconceived notions about a city, in my opinion. Raleigh is considerably smaller than Santiago, so daily life is extremely hectic here. I think it gave a new meaning to the word rush hour, or the term rush hour. The metro and the buses are nuts, but, you know, Chilean culture is—it's certainly different. I mean, than Raleigh, it's a little bit—I don't know. It's hard to explain. I think the culture itself is very different in terms of how people approach their daily lives. Way more family-centered. But as far as Santiago goes, it's just a lot more. It's just bigger. Everything's just a lot bigger.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite or memorable Spanish word or phrase?
I've learned a lot of interesting phrases here, a lot of which cannot be repeated in a formal setting. But one that I think you're going to hear pretty much in 99% of the sentences is po. It is just kind of a term of endearment, I guess, that people attach to the end of phrases. So that was an adjustment, and it still kind of makes me giggle every time I hear it. But Poe, if you ever hear somebody respond with Poe or ask you a question with Poe, it is normal, and it is something you're going to be hearing a lot of.
Have you ever used it, like, naturally?
I myself have not taken to using it. And I don't really know why. It's just something that was not natural for me before I came here. So I guess it's just not a habit that I've really picked up. But maybe I'll drop it in a Spanish phrase before I leave, try to surprise some people.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is there anything else that I missed or something you'd like to share with our listeners?
I don't think so. I mean, as far as anything I'd like to add, for anybody who's kind of on the fence about coming and doing something like this, I did not know anybody in the program before I came. I didn't come here to this program with anybody. So, I mean, it's a really great community they have here. The students are great. Everybody's always interested in going and doing stuff with you. So if you have any apprehensions about coming, just take the risk. And, you know, if you have to, just take it week by week. But this definitely has been a life changer for me.
Mm-hmm. Pues muchísimas gracias, Will. It's been wonderful hearing about your Spanish program. Thank you for all the advice, and I hope your final week goes well.
Thanks, Veronica.